This year's Home County Music and Arts Festival takes place July the 14th to 16th in Victoria Park in London, Ontario. Now in its 44th year, the festival is an important part of the Southern Ontario folk calendar. And admission is by donation, which makes it very appealing when compared to other festivals that charge a fee. And because the festival is held in a downtown London park, it is also totally accessible. We caught up with Artistic Director Darren Addison to learn more about the festival and this year's lineup. How are you doing today, Darren?
I'm great. Just working on getting the printed version of the festival program together, and then we're launching a new website soon. So
I heard that, a new website for Home County. That's exciting. I'm going to give people the address now. It is homecounty.ca. If you want to learn all about Home County Music and Arts Festival, it's amazing to think 44 years that the festival has been running, and it's a free festival. Has it been free all the way through?
Well, it has been, and we try to avoid using the F word. We do like to promote the admission by donation aspect. So, you know, people are coming down. You know, we ask for a minimum donation of $5. So we want to sort of educate the audience that it's not a free festival, it's not free to put on, but we do want to be, we want to make it accessible to everyone, and that's part of our mandate, is that everyone from London can come. People can drive in from, you know, all over southwestern Ontario and eastern Michigan and wherever to attend the festival, and it's not going to, you know, they're not going to break the bank by attending our festival and giving a donation to help us out.
Well, that's certainly a very good way of putting it. As you know all too well, putting on a festival is an expensive undertaking.
It is.
Anything you can do to make that easier. And I do like the idea of, I suppose it's the accessible aspect that I think is the important thing, that, you know, mm-hmm. it is going to be at a price that people can afford because you make your donation and you can enjoy some great music.
Sure. And if somebody can't, you know, there's people out there that, you know, might maybe, you know, $5, it's like, oh, I got to buy bread and milk, or I'm going to give $5 to the festival. You know, we understand that those people, we don't expect people to, we want everyone to come to the festival, whether they can afford it or not. Or, you know, some people come down, they may not make a donation. They might buy something from our craft vendor. They might buy something from the food vendor. They might come to our licensed area and have a craft beer. They're still promoting the festival by doing that. So,
well, one of the big parts of a festival like this is pulling together a lineup. Now, I've been looking at the people that you've announced so far, and I think you've got probably maybe, what, two-thirds of the people announced?
Well, we have sort of the full lineup is announced now, and then we've just recently added a new stage that will be in our licensed area. So there's going to be 8 new acts that have been confirmed but have not been announced. So I guess, yeah, so now we've announced 26 acts. We've got 8 to announce, and then there's about 6 in that will be on the children's stage in our family area as well. Those are yet to be announced.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about the lineup for this year.
Well, it's because of the Canada 150, we are basically having one artist from every province and territory. We have a great selection of different aspects of Indigenous programming. So we have a group from Winnipeg called Tribe of One that will be, they're a mix of Métis and First Nation and French and English, and they're going to be opening the festival. We have Susan Aglukark on our Friday main stage, and we have Amanda Riome, who's Métis. She's on the Sunday main stage, and then Susan and Amanda are going to be on a workshop together Sunday afternoon with a young First Nation performer from London named Dawn Redsky. Our headliners, Friday night, we have Royal Wood. Saturday night, Dion Taylor and the Black Backsliders. And then Sunday night, closing out the festival, will be Newfoundland Trio of the Ones.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I know all of those artists are absolutely fabulous. One of the things I like about London is the fact that you have the separate stages during the day and then the main stage, you know, the wonderful stage area that you have in Victoria Park.
Yeah, so, I mean, it allows us to present all kinds of different programming. And even myself, I mean, I was going to Home County for probably over 15 years before I became artistic director. So, you know, one of my favorite things was watching the workshops on the afternoon stages. And there was a lot of spontaneity, and some real magic could happen when people join in and start singing and playing with the other artists on the workshop. So now I get to put those artists together. And it's amazing because I can say, I can just imagine in my mind that, these artists will be really great together. But then what they end up doing is really totally up to them. They can create some pretty magical moments on the workshop stages.
So you got some pretty cool people. I'm going to throw some names out to you.
Sure.
The Bombadils.
Yes.
They're coming. They're now a two-piece with Sarah Frank and Luke Fraser. Producing wonderful music. Were you pleased to be able to get them this year?
Absolutely. And they were at the festival in 2014 as a four-piece. So, so having them as a duo is great. They continue to make great music. I saw them again in at Folk Alliance in Kansas City back in February. And, thrilled that they're coming back to the festival.
And you have Lisa LeBlanc coming from Quebec. She's an artist that crosses over because she can put on quite a show, and she's quite adept at a lot of different styles.
Oh, definitely. And I think I read somewhere in one of her bios that she's been referred to as trash folk or thrash folk or something like that. But I saw her at the Rivoli in Toronto back in October. And that's kind of one of the reasons why she's playing the festival, because I really loved what she did. And, she ended up playing a cover of Motorhead's Ace of Spades, with her like jamming out on the banjo. So she might scare off some of the longtime home county artists, but I think a lot of people will just be blown away by her performance.
Well, I think it's very important, isn't it, when you're putting a festival together like this, to make sure you have a broad range of artists that appeal to all tastes.
Absolutely. And, we like to think that there is something for everybody at home county. And, and especially during the day, we've got five, now six different stages going on. And, if they don't like what's going on one stage, they can walk over to another stage and find out what's going on. And, as I mentioned earlier, we have a family area with a children's stage. And a lot of times there's people who've been coming to the festival for 30 and 40 years. They're in the family area with their grandkids now.
And you have artists coming to the festival that are releasing new albums just in the last few weeks. Susanna's got a new album out.
She does. And I saw, she was at the Folk Music Ontario Conference with a full band back in October, but then she performed solo in Kansas City at Folk Alliance. And she really blew me away playing the solo songs. I think she's just going to be a duo at home county. But, she was singing about, teen years growing up in Vancouver. And, there was just some certain things that she could, or that I could relate to in those lyrics. And she just recently put together a video called Tickets on the Weekend. And I didn't realize she was going to use my grade 12 high school photo in that video. But it was, I kind of posted it. She had a thread on Facebook with all these old photos. And I put up my high school photo, and next thing I know, it's in a video, I'm kind of honored that she did that.
That's right. The new Oh Susanna album is called A Girl in Teen City.
And she's
one of the artists with a new album that's coming to home county this year. Madison Violet also have a new album that's just about to come out. That's the Night Sessions. They're mm-hmm. a fabulous live band.
They are really great. Again, the last time I saw them was around 2008 or 2009. At home county, and then I saw them again at Kansas City, and thought, they're a really great fit. And because a lot of what I like to do is, I like to mix, have a nice balance of contemporary and traditional music. And I think sometimes you get that all in one band. I think Madison Violet is kind of one of those groups that do that. They find a way to mix the contemporary and traditional together.
And talking of Canada's 150th, you also have Trent Seven coming back this year.
Trent Seven, they are, if there's any band you can call Canadiana, it's Trent Seven. Their songs are all these beautiful, rich stories from across the country. And, they have their theme of wearing plaid, and, they've just got a wonderful sense about them. And, they're three wonderful musicians in their own right. Dana and M. Griner are both really wonderful songwriters, and I'm actually going to have them on a workshop as solo artists as well. and then have them on another workshop, you know, as the band. So, and then Lindsay Schindler, who plays fiddle, also plays with Grant Maggie Rant, who's going to be at the festival.
That's right. So she'll really be getting a workout.
I told her she was going to be the hardest working musician at the festival, and she said she's also going to be the happiest musician at the festival.
No, so. That's wonderful. You also have some local musicians to the region and particularly to London. Do you want to talk about those?
Sure. Well, I think it's always, for a long time, Home County's been a big supporter of local music, and so I feel honored to be able to continue that tradition. On our Friday main stage, we have a group called The Marrieds, and they're going to be performing as a six-piece band, but it's led by husband and wife duo Kevin Kennedy and Jane Carmichael. And they've played the festival before, but this is their first time on the main stage. And on Saturday night, we have a woman named Carly Thomas, and she'll be performing with a band again. She's performed as a solo artist on workshops at the festival, so this is her first time on the main stage. And they're, you know, acts that have been kind of evolving, and their, you know, profile and popularity has been evolving over the last few years. And I mentioned Don Redsky, who's a local First Nations artist earlier. We do have a number of local and regional acts that will be performing on our new emerging artist stage. We haven't announced that lineup yet, but we are thrilled to be able to support live music and local music.
That's wonderful. Well, Sunny, lots of great music coming up. We're going to put some music around this interview and the episode that goes out on Folk Roots Radio. Definitely looking forward to that. If people want to learn more about the festival, how can they do that?
Well, we do have a website. It's homecounty.ca. It is currently the old website. We're hoping to have a brand new website online in the next week or so. We're working with a local digital marketing company called Digital Echidna, and we're just in the process of getting all the content loaded to the website. But, you know, if you know, we're also on Facebook. It's Home County Music and Art Festival. We're on Twitter at Home County Fest. So those are two great ways to kind of follow along and, you know, check out the announcements as we make them.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. We only have one more thing to do, and that's pick the next music we're going to play. I thought we should play a little Royal Wood, as he is going to be one of the headliners you mentioned. And I think he was just touring with Bonnie Raitt as well, wasn't he?
Well, he's on tour with Bonnie Raitt. He was just recently in London opening for her. And I think that, yeah, he was very well received. I think he made a few new fans. He announced from the stage that he's coming back to London to play Home County. And there were a lot of cheers in the audience, so I was happy to hear that.
I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful festival. Remember, Home County Music and Art Festival takes place the weekend of July the 14th to 16th. And we're going to listen to some Royal Wood from the album Ghostlight. This is Long Way Out. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Darren, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Looking forward to it, Jan.
Nothing is forever. I know that's what they say. Lock the doors and cover my ears. It's easier that way. I wanna tell you that I'm sorry. I wanna go back to the start. Before the cavalry was sent for, before the whole thing fell apart.